This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. When we left you before the break, we were talking holiday traditions and shopping. But I get it. Maybe you're not ready to start just yet. Maybe you're all about the last minute gift or just the easy flexibility that comes with a gift card. The best and simplest present of them all, until it's not. David Lazarus is a business columnist at the Los Angeles Times who recently wrote about gift card fraud. How are you, David?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. So we are gearing up for the holiday shopping. I know that I, among millions of others, will be purchasing the last minute gift card. And you wrote about some potential pitfalls there. What happened to this couple, the Polans, who reached out to you?
Well, the Polans went to a CVS and they wanted to give cards to their daughter. And so they plunked down $1,000 for Nordstrom. It's an expensive gift.
No warning bells here, really. CVS, Nordstrom, these are all known entities.
All brand names. You would think that there's nothing to worry about. And so they go to the cashier, they activate the cards, take the cards, give the cards to the daughter. Daughter goes to Nordstrom, and the cards are empty. Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So then the Polans go back to first CVS. CVS says, no, we activated them. Not our problem. So then they go to Nordstrom. Nordstrom says, well, they weren't activated as far as we're concerned. Not our problem. And suddenly you've got $1,000 that's unaccounted for.
So how did these companies deal with this? What did Nordstrom do? And most importantly, did these people get their money back?
Well, they did get their money back, but it took some arm twisting. They had to come to me first, and then I was able to lean on the companies to actually investigate the problem. And then when they did, what do you know? It turns out that, yeah, it was activated, but then some sort of fraud took place at some point, and the money went missing. I think what a lot of people don't realize is there is, in fact, a shadowy world of third parties out there that handle the actual activation of the card. And they're not really accountable to anybody because we just don't know who they are. I'm not saying that's where the fraud took place because Nordstrom or CVS wouldn't tell me that, but it looks a little suspicious that that's where it seems like the money has gone. And if that's the case here, it makes you wonder how often this happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And how common do you think and how many different ways can scammers pull off fraud like this?
It is very common. And that's something that I really need to emphasize for people because gift cards are one of the single most popular and ubiquitous gifts at this time of year. And so what you need to remember are there are various ways that they can be scammed. For example, one of the most common is a fraudster will go into the CVS or the Walgreens or the whatever and find gift cards just loose on the rack. They can then write down the numbers of these cards, and then they're able to go online, track the numbers, wait for them to be activated, and jump on them.
Wow.
And then as if that wasn't bad enough, there have been reports of cashiers during the activation phase using small scanners to swipe the card, and then they either have the number or they're going to keep the active card and give you a blank and send you on your way.
Wow.
And that happens as well.
So this is a giant buzzkill for the holidays. what you alluded to some tips earlier. How should you buy? I mean, it's clear that they are so popular that they are a juicy target. What's the right way to buy them? Because if I can't go to 7-Eleven and get my last minute gift card, what am I going to do?
The thing to do in a situation like this is you buy the gift card from the actual merchant. Also, as I said before, be very careful of cards that are loose in the rack. That's always a thing. And then when you do buy the card, it's perfectly okay for you then to turn to the cashier and say, let's confirm that.
And are there any attempts that you have heard of to crack down on this kind of fraud as it gets more common?
While the authorities know about it, as with most cases of fraud and identity theft, it's one of those things where even though everyone wrings their hands about it, it's a tough one to prosecute. I mean, here's a scary number to keep in mind. When it comes to identity theft, the actual number of prosecutions and convictions, 1%.
Wow. That's David Lazarus, business columnist at the LA Times, here to ruin Christmas. Thanks so much for coming
ho, ho, ho.
on.